minute.
Welcome to the House of Static, where we talk to artists about their art and what moves them, with your hosts, Kilo House in Los Angeles and The Static Dive in New York.
Hello, and welcome to the first episode of House of Static. We're very glad you're here with us. We hope that you enjoy what we're doing. Right now, this is the first episode, so we're going to kind of give you a brief synopsis of ourselves, of our music, of our passions, you know, just so you know us as host. So I think I'll let the Static Dive over here take it away and kind of explain.
All right. Well, how you doing? I'm Bob Smith. And as Kilo, that was Kilo House. And we together are the House of Static House. And my music, I've noticed the Static Dive. So there you go. We're the House of Static. And this show is basically going to be us talking to other artists about their art, talk about what inspires them, talk about what, you know, where it comes from, where it's going, and where their head's at and how that relates to their music, you know, that kind of stuff. So anyway, that's the idea of the show. But we wanted to first let you know who we are. So as I said, I'm Bob Smith. I'm a guitar player, as you can see, and and singer and songwriter and producer, and I play a bunch of other instruments too. Over the years, I've played in bands all around the Northeast. My band Shoe was pretty popular all through the 90s and into the 2000s. And then I had the Distractions, and now I perform solo as the Static Dive. And I've been releasing some music for the last two or three years as that. And along the way, I worked in the music business. I had a company. I was a partner in a company called Hit Predictor. Still exists. You could look up hitpredictor.com. I built the original systems behind that, and worked in other corporate environments for a long time, and now I do this kind of stuff with my friend Kilo House. So Kilo, why don't you introduce yourself?
Why don't you tell our audience what kind of music you make? Right now, we just know that you like guitars.
Well, there you go. That's a good point. So over the years, I've played a lot of different music. Like I said, I had my band Shoe was more of a ska/jam band kind of thing. I had a band called The Distractions, which is more alternative rock. And I've done folk, I've done electronic music, a whole bunch of stuff. As the Static Dive, I've done two different kinds of music already, basically. I did a handful of instrumental trip-hop stuff that I really dig. I'm probably going to finish that up and put it out as an album in the new year. And now what I'm mostly doing is you know, alternative rock, kind of psychedelic alternative rock with a guitar edge, you know. So I mix a little electronic music in there, and then I do a lot of guitar playing, and it sounds somewhere vaguely 80s, 90s, and, you know, modern day. So
he might not love this example, but I think he's kind of like Jimi Hendrix and Butthole Surfers combined.
I love that example. You can't.
I know that's weird to say. Those don't sound like they go together. Wonderful. But when I work on music with him or hear his music, that's always what comes to mind. So go check it out. The
right on.
The link at the bottom with all of his shit, you know. So there's our first cuss word for the season. Congratulations, I win. There we bet who we cut first, I win. Anyway, I'm Kilo House. I am an EDM trap producer. I am the originator of the genre terror trap. I'm based out of LA, which Bob is based out of New York. So we're kind of spanning the United States. I just make really heavy bass music, kind of just creepy, weird. I think Bob explains my music better than I do, but it's like if you put Michael Myers or Leatherface in front of a computer and they sat there long enough with a DAW open, they would learn how to make the music I make. I think that's a good That's what would come out of that. So yes, I've been a producer.
It's like a roller coaster that goes through a haunted house. You know, it's a lot of fun and it's terrifying.
Yeah. So I've been in music and around music for over half my life. I started off playing the drums in like an emo, screamo band called Forever Mine. And then I transitioned to deathcore music and played a lot of death metal. I was in a band called They Were Outlaws. that was pretty popular back in my hometown of Tulsa, Oklahoma. And then I transitioned eventually through the years to be an EDM producer. If you want to know more about
From drums, I don't think you mentioned that you were actually the drummer in all those bands. Yeah, so you went from drums into EDM
production. Right, I went from being a drummer, a metal drummer, to creating this weird, trippy, like creepy EDM music, you know. And
awesome, kind of trippy EDM music. It's
worked
stuff.
My way up, and now we're doing this. We're very, how would I say this to you guys? We're kind of hippy dippy people that kind of like philosophizing about life and figuring out why we're inspired. And me and Bob do this every day anyways, without interviewing people and talking to you guys and letting you hear what we're talking about. And so we realized, why don't we do a program for people so they see that the artists like me or Bob or all of the people that'll be in here, and frankly, any artist, we're all normal people. Mm-hmm. We still have the same struggles in our brains that you guys have. We still have all the same things. It's not like I live in LA and he lives in New York and we're like, everything's perfect. You'll find out through the season. It doesn't work that way.
Right. Yeah.
We're talking about inspiration and just the philosophy of being a human and an artist, I guess. Right. So yeah, that's where we're at now. So.
Well, right on. And one thing, Kilo, you mentioned, You were talking about the fact that you and I talk all the time, and that's how we got this idea. We should probably mention how we know each other to begin with.
Right.
In addition to the music stuff I do, I run a music blog. It's also called The Static Dive. And on the blog, I wrote about Kilo Haas, this, cool terror trap producer, and I thought it was groovy stuff. And he and I started talking, got to be friends, and, really, that was just over a year ago, and we've been just buddies ever since. I mean, pretty quickly we started to be friends, and then we started collaborating. So Kilo remixed one of my songs, yeah. And as a result, I got a record deal. That's the totally true story.
Totally not a joke.
Exactly. And from there, we're just kind of we keep doing stuff. Yeah, remixed another one of my songs. And then mastered a couple of tunes, all my most recent songs, and probably all of them that I'm going to be releasing, So right. Kilo's mastering right. all my music. And we're talking about doing some collaborations. We've got a buddy of ours together, this guy, Tim Pitt, who's a producer out in London, who you'll see in one of the episodes coming up. And Kilo, right.
Two.
There you go. Episode
two, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Akilo and I are going to be writing some songs with him. So this is kind of how we do it. Yeah. This is what the show is like. It's musicians talking to musicians about music. And then we're already collaborating with one of our guests. So I'm thinking that it's going to be a lot about music being made as well. And that's going to be a lot of fun.
Sure. So. Yeah. And it's going to give you guys a really good broad spectrum of ways artists work, so that then we're not telling you as the listener like this is the right way to do it. You're going to hear the point of view of like a well-trained producer that went to Berkeley, our mm-hmm. first guest, and then you're going to hear about someone that's worked in the film industry for years now and he went to like a shit school, so mm-hmm. you're going to hear from both sides, and we both hope that it will affect you in a way where you can actually find your groove and your inspiration, kind of, because anybody could be an artist and not everyone's told that. So
yeah,
hopefully right we can help you guys learn how to be artists throughout this experience. Right. So yeah.
Embrace the inner artist that you already are or whatever. Right.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
that's right on, man. That's very well said. I think that's exactly.
I think it's only fair since our biggest thing is talking about inspiration with other artists and hopefully inspiring these people that are watching right now. I think we should talk about kind of just a brief explanation of kind of our inspirations and how we find inspiration.
Right on. So, oh, okay. Sure.
So I love how you explain yours. Go right ahead.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. So we'll briefly interview one another. So, yeah, so we talk about this a lot, on some of the subsequent episodes and also just in our personal conversations, and the funny thing, when we talk about what inspires us, my answer is always, nothing. I'm not, I just, because I never have something then I don't go into it thinking I have to write a song about this, or I have to, or I've got this specific thing I need to get off my mind or whatever. I really hardly ever do that. What I really do is just play all the time. I spend most of my time, work and have fun in this room right here. So there's always an instrument around. I'm always tinkering.
Yeah, you're in both of our studios. So you're in a studio in LA and a studio in New York right now.
Exactly. Right on. Yeah. So I just randomly make sounds and record all of them on my phone. And then I'll listen back like once every couple of weeks, I'll listen to all like 30 or 40 different little recordings I've made. And I'll find one that's good. And I'll be like, oh, hey, you know, and then that take that little riff and then I just build on it. And that ends up being a song, you know, and that's almost how every song I've ever written has been some version of that random improvisation.
Right.
And then go, oh, that I like that. Take it and then move on with it. There you go. That's
so it's kind of like we talked about, like being a leaf on a stream, right? So I think what you're saying is you just kind of let it vibe, right? We'll be talking about something a lot in this first series, especially called flow, the flow state of mind. So the flow state of mind is kind of what he's talking about, which mine is a little bit different. You're getting to see in this first episode two completely different ways of doing things. We're both from different places. We're both completely different genres, different age gaps, but we both do music and we're very inspired. So, I guess I'll go into why or how I do music. It's a little bit different.
Yeah. Well, one thing though, Kilo, first, before you just say one thing you mentioned there that I think we should probably acknowledge is that, you know, when you talk about the leap on the stream and the flow mentality and everything, one thing we get into a lot, and the one of the reasons that Kilo and I are such good friends, we have similar philosophies and interests in philosophies from like Eastern philosophy, Taoism, Buddhism, Zen Buddhism, and things.
For sure.
And so we touch on that a lot. So that's where the leap on the stream reference comes from.
Right.
That is really kind of like, I've been basically a Taoist like since I was a teenager, and I'm not anymore. It's been a long time. And so that kind of leap on the stream, I'm a leap on a stream, and you exist in the place and the moment and the space that you're in, and you're just part of it. You're not trying to you're not trying to put a dam in the stream. You're not trying to swim upstream. You're not trying to change your environment or your world. You're just existing as yourself within it, you know? So that's inspiration by improvisation. That's that idea anyway. So
I think that doing it that way kind of goes back to one of the biggest, best pieces of advice I ever have gotten for music, which is by my father. When I started being a producer, like you'll hear in the series, I kind of thought my way into the process. You'll hear later on when you watch the other episodes. But I used to write one song a week and put out one song a week. When I first started, I thought that would be a good idea. Whatever. Don't do that. I'll give you better advice. But I was having a very big mental block one day, and I was sitting out in my freezing cold garage in the winter of Oklahoma smoking a cigarette. And I was on the phone with my dad, actually talking to him about how I had this mental block and I couldn't write anything and nothing was happening. And my dad was like, well, don't write the song for yourself to make yourself look good or whatever. Don't write the song for the listener of what you think they might want to hear, but write the song for the song's sake, because the song deserves to exist. And I think that's exactly being a leaf on the stream type of idea, where it's like, when I do a song, I don't go, what would I want here? I go, what's going to sound right there?
Right.
You know, like a really good producer friend of mine, Chigo, said, if the fucking sound does not fucking fit in the song, don't use the sound in the song.
There you go.
Like, which that's a great example of exactly the opposite of what I'm talking about, where you would sit there and go, I love this sound, because you're going to make another song. I'm sorry. The song I thought was going to blow me up, I have never even put out.
There you go.
So, yet I sat there for a month working on one song thinking it was the golden goose shit, and it wasn't. So, anyways, that's what we're talking about, kind of just letting, and a lot of these artists that you're going to hear from talk about that, going into a place everyone calls it something different, but going into a place where it's no longer you doing it, it's just like, that's what we're supposed to be there. You know, you can paint a beautiful painting in a day, or write one. Like one of my favorite signs from John Bellion, he wrote in like one afternoon, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like one shit. And I'm just like, what? You literally just wrote it like just for fun, right? So that's yeah. basically what we're talking about. So let me go into real fast how I find inspiration, then I'll ask Bob something. But a lot of my music, surprisingly, is based off of movies. I don't write anything inspired by music. I just don't find inspiration in that. But I'll hear a weird sound in a horror movie, or like, you know, a weird quote like Pinhead in Hellraiser saying like something crazy. And I'll be like, I got to write a song that makes you and my audience feel that weird, visceral reaction that I felt in the moment of watching the movie. So mine is basically inspiration based off of feeling. So it's not that I'm saying I want to make a song that makes you think of what this person said. I make a lot of songs, surprisingly. I use a lot of movie clips, but I'll get the inspiration from one song and put one movie and put a completely different movie sound clip in the song, because I'm not inspired by what they said, but by the feeling I got when I heard them say it.
Right. On.
So yeah, there we go. That's my inspiration. Weird.
That's good. No, yeah. I like that. Like a reinterpretation and of emotion, like an emotional event. Right. You're impacted by something emotionally, and you want to have a similar or subsequent emotional impact on the audience. Right.
Exactly. Cool. So, but Bob, let's I forgot what I was going to say. That will happen a lot on this show every day. Every episode, one of us does this.
There you go.
But what I was going to say, because I gave myself time to remember, was do you feel like inspiration is vital to the creative process? Or do you think you can write things and do things when not inspired?
Well, that's a really good question, right? And it depends on what creative means and and we talk about this in some of our subsequent episodes too, is what is art and who gets to define it, you know? Like, I'm a writer and I write a lot of things, and I'm hired to write a lot of things, right? So while I'm doing that, I'm functioning primarily as a technician, as a wordsmith, you know, somebody that's putting words together as a writer. But you know, it's not Shakespeare. I'm not creating a story. You know what I mean? I'm reporting something, you know what I mean? And I'm giving it some color and some flavor, but I'm basically saying this thing is happening. You should look at it and read it and listen to it. You know what I mean? I don't know where that line gets drawn. You know what I mean? Like, so I'm inspired by, I have work to do, and in the moment I'm writing about music, I'm inspired by the music I'm listening to, and that's what inspires the word. You know, so I guess you can create inspiration for the circumstance, if that makes sense. You know?
Sure, yeah. Yeah, I agree with Bob. I personally find that being uninspired is a form of inspiration, because that's still an organic emotion. See, what we want to tap into is an organic emotion, not one we made ourselves feel. So don't go read old text messages from your girlfriend or your ex-girlfriend and be like, this feeling, you're not going to get it. But in that moment of the fuckery, you would get that feeling. So, yeah.
Cool. Right on, man. Okay.
Don't you agree, though, Bob, like being uninspired is still a feeling, so it's like you can kind of use that feeling to make things happen too.
Well, exactly. I mean, then you can bring it right back to the whole leaf on the stream thing. You know what I mean? Sure. You know, inspiration in itself would be considered some sort of, I mean, you could consider it like creation, like making, whereas if you were completely uninspired, you're just letting the universe happen to you, you know, it will happen to you. And then and then you'll be making music one way or another, anyway.
Art of whatever kind.
Right.
Right.
So anyway, yeah. so we could go on. We obviously could go on for a very long time. And we do on many episodes for to come. We hope you watch all of them.
Yeah.
And one thing we do near the end of all of them is we wrap up with what we call a random questions that we'll ask ourselves and our guests. And you know, sometimes we'll plan ahead.
This time we did not plan ahead.
This time we did not. At all. So but what we would do, I ask a random question of our guests, and then they have to answer it, and then I have to answer it, and then Kilo has to answer it, and then vice versa. We all do the same thing.
Yeah. So we're going to give you a little taste of that right now.
Right.
We appreciate you being here. If you ever have any ideas of random questions we should ask, just put it in the comments below. You know, if we use it, we'll give you credit. Don't worry. So. Go ahead, Bob. Every week we'll do an art-related question, whatever industry they're in, and we'll answer it with our industry, and then a random, like, what's your favorite color underwear, you know, type of thing. How many, you know, Coca-Colas did you drink in the last 2 years? Whatever. So tonight, we're going to go each do one of each just so you can get a feel for it, you know, and you'll learn things about artists that you just found or artists that you're here watching right now so that you can hear what they have to say. You'll learn what color is their favorite color boxers. So go ahead, Bob.
Okay. All right. I think I've got two questions. So we're going to ask two. So we're each asking one, right? So I'm asking, right. So the industry one or the art one would be, what is the last, I mean, whatever song you're working on now, the last, you know, song you're producing, what is the bass tone? What is the name of it? What is it? It's an instrument or a plugin or whatever. What bass do you use?
Oh, the low end?
Yeah. What do you use?
You sneaky, sneaky fuck. that's funny he asked because my bass tone is like my signature. So the DAW that I use, and we'll talk about DAWs in this series a lot. A DAW is just the program that you use to make music.
It's a digital audio workstation is what the DAW
stands. I'm not smart. I didn't know that. But in the DAW that I use, there's a thing called a sampler, right? Where you can take an audio that you either made or you found and put it in there and it'll play it. So basically my low end is a sine wave audio that I made long ago with Massive, which is a plugin. And then I put it into Sampler because I converted it to audio, put it into Sampler. Then I put a saturator, which is distortion. I'm not going to give away all the secrets.
Well, yeah, no, this is a good answer actually, because you're just giving general answers, but right. They're very interesting.
But like, so then it has like a very specific EQ to bump the levels of where I want it, because I'm using distortion, which puts harmonic distortion up the register. So you're going to hear my low end, but you're going to hear it on your mom's shitty ass speakers in her fucking old ass Bentley or whatever it is, right? You'll still hear it. So what I do though, that most people don't know, is I use two different basses. You don't even know this, Bob. So for my, it's the same sine wave, it's in the same thing, but it's EQ'd differently and the saturation is different. So I have one that's called like soft 808 or soft bass, whatever, for my verses, right? So it's less saturated, less distortion, quieter type of thing. Because what you guys want to do is you want to build the intensity. So anyways, I go from that to, in my drops or my choruses or my breakdowns, whatever you want to call it, it's like very saturated, loud, in your face bass. So it's just basses that I sat there and crafted, and you guys don't have to do that. That's not something
That was a fantastic answer, Kilo. Really, I mean, anybody else probably would have been like, oh, it's just one I made myself. But now
you asked a great question.
it was a great answer.
What about you, man?
Oh, really? Oh, my. Well, I mean, I can still answer that.
The very last thing. You have to answer. That's how it
works. Yeah. No, you're right. I'm just trying to think. I mean, like, I'm not an EDM. The reason I'm humming and hawing is I'm not an EDM producer, but I do have bass sounds, and I don't always play. I mean, right. I have a bass. You can see right there is my bass guitar. It's a 5-string Hohner bass. It's really nice, actually. But that's not the answer, because the last thing that
that's
I did, no, yeah, because the last thing I did, I think I had electronic bass on, and I have the sampler I use is a Native Instruments Contact, and it's a, you know, it's got a lot of pre-programmed instruments. You can create your own samples and everything else. And I just have some, it's literally just called like Number 9 is the bass. And it's just this really nice, it's a real nice electronic bass that I used on my, I have one of my songs is that nobody knows it. Maybe you go listen to it after this, but it's called For Your Comprehension. It's this kind of groovy little, like kind of jazz hop kind of, that maybe, I don't know, kind of funky little hip hop beat with an acoustic guitar soloing on top of it. It's a cool little tune. Anyway, that's the bass sound that I'm talking about. And it's also on a song I'm working on right now. So there you go. That's my answer.
So basically you've already gotten to see that those are completely different.
Yeah, like right.
Literally, exactly. The way that they were made is mm-hmm. different. The way they're being played is different. The way they're being used. That's what we're talking about. You can do any of this any way, as long as it sounds the way that at the end of the day you like. So my industry question is, what is one sound that every time you hear it, it kind of sounds like music to you and makes you think of music? You know, like, for instance, I don't know, a train or like whatever, you know, like right. something that's out in the normal world that'll inspire you.
That's not what I thought you were asking. Okay. A thing in the normal, right, that would inspire
me. Like a sound, like a random sound in the normal world that every time you hear, you're like, fuck, that should be in a song. Or it makes you want to write a song.
I would probably say if you're ever in an actually silent place, like a, you know, like in a field, you know, the sound of the wind. Like without any other sounds around, no people or cars or anything, like just the, you know, that.
Oh, that's good. That's a great one. Oh, yeah, dude, that's a great answer. I guess mine would be, see, the opposite, once again, of his. Mine is very technical. I'm a big video game fucking nerd. I play racing games and I play shooting games. So I have two examples. And I play Need for Speed, the remastered version, and just like when the cars first start, right? When the game starts and you see the cars go past, it just sounds and feels like a build of a song to me. Every time I want it to drop right when the race starts.
That's
so
great.
I did that. But it shows me as an artist that that is in everyday life too. That anticipation that we're building in our music is always there. And then the more obvious one, like the machine gun sounds, like make me think of kick patterns. And then I'll sit there and start, you know, drumming with the machine gun and not playing the game at all. You know, like, what is this dude doing in a tank just firing random shots everywhere? But it's me realizing that's a fucking drum pattern. So there we go. That's my answer for that question.
Well, cool. Right on. Okay, now we have the personal question, right?
Yeah.
Right. The normal, just any question. So I have an interesting one, because I know, because Keela and I were talking earlier today, that he and I both went to see and hung out with our mothers today.
Yes, Keela
was with his mom. I was with my mom by just random circumstance. And so anyway, I'll ask. So what'd you do with your mom?
I looked. You guys will learn this eventually. For the last 10 years, I've produced on the very most oldest, most drunk computer you'll ever see, because I've spilled lots of booze on it in my past. So me and my mom were looking up new computer specs and stuff and actually talking to Bob about like what would be a really good idea, because I'm a good producer, but I know nothing about the internet or computers. So never send me in my personal DMs any question about what computer. If you want to talk music, I got you, but don't do that. So what about you, Bob?
What'd you do with your mom?
We just looked up stuff.
Just looked up, because you went shopping for computers. But
online. I mean, right. Online.
Online, right. Right on. Okay. Oh, what's about me? Now I have to answer the question.
Yeah.
What did I do with my mom? What I do with my mom? I just hung out with my mom for a little bit, and I fixed her toilet. There you go. That's what I did. I hope I fixed it anyway. I tried to fix it.
My mom is trying to fix my toilet, aka my my computer, and then you fixed your mom's toilet. So all the shit is being fixed. Yeah,
I think I'm being very generous to myself, claiming that I fixed it. I did a little adjustment, and hopefully it fixed it. We'll see. But anyway, that's the answer.
Perfect. Okay, let me think of a random question. Okay, who is a movie, TV show, or whatnot character that in your everyday life you kind of think of, or like think of yourself as that character doing stuff? You're like, oh man, this person, like the guy from Die Hard would do this, or what, you know, just like, I know that you do this, Bob. I know we all do it, whether we know it or not. Terrible. Don't worry. You can't make it any worse than mine.
Well, I would say I probably, if there's any like thing in entertainment, like that I relate to constantly, it's Futurama. Futurama is it's my favorite show in the world. You know, my kid, my girlfriend, they will tell you that every other sentence I speak in regular conversation is, even if people don't know it, I'm quoting Futurama because I think it's hilarious. That's an obvious one for me. There are stickers on the wall back. It's everywhere.
Great answer. Yeah,
anyway, so your answer, sir.
Okay, mine's a little bit different. I don't know if you can see my logo in the background, or my logo on my arm, but it's Michael Myers. I'm not going to kill you guys. Don't worry. But I always have this weird feeling when I watch movies like that, or like, you know, not Nightmare on Elm Street, but like Friday the 13th, where it's like they are never going to stop until they kill you, right? They're never going to stop until they get to what their goal is. And I, many times in my life, because I've had a decently stressful life sometimes, and you guys will hear about it eventually, I always think back to that, and I'm like, they walk through walls and get shot in the face and then they still kill you. Why can't I treat my everyday circumstances and my everyday life as a fucking wall or window, where it's like, I don't give a shit how hard it is to chainsaw through this door. I'm going to get to the other side. So that's what I do all the time. I'm like, this is nothing. I got this, you know. So right on, that's my answer. Great. So yeah, we usually close the show with the random questions and stuff. And then the last thing we do is, for our artists, we say, is there anything else you'd like to say? Anything at all? So we're going to both take a turn doing that today. And then we'll let you go and you can go watch episode 2. I think it'll be the next thing, suggested thing on your YouTube. So,
right on. Yeah. All awesome. Right. So is there anything else I'd like to say? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
No, I think we got it covered. Rock on and listen to and watch and, you know, all of our episodes and enjoy the ride with us.
Yeah, man. And mine would be just add us on our social medias and add us, go to our website. We both have our own website, KeelerHaus.com, TheStaticDive.com.
And subscribe to the channel.
Yeah, subscribe to the channel. We're going to have really interesting artists on here this season and hopefully many to come. If you have any artists you want us to interview, don't be afraid to drop information in the box below and tell us, like, I really like this person, and we'll try to get in contact with them, get you some interviews. Yeah, so follow us on TikTok. I run the TikTok, so that's why I said TikTok. But because you'll see behind the scenes type of shit where Bob's working on something, or like I'll put my working on stuff. And I even think we'll probably have some of our guests, you know, we'll have videos of our guests on our TikTok and Instagram and everything. So yeah, dude, join this journey, learn inspiration, learn no inspiration, do whatever. Enjoy. have a great day.
Have a great day, and we'll be talking.
Watch episode 2. It's dope. Malachi.
There you go. Later.
Hey, let's take a minute.